Hello.
Hello.
Is Nelson Whitford there?
Speaking.
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yep.
I know it's still ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? Definitely or probably?
Probably. Or definitely, for damn sure.
What is your age?
Almost 64.
Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
Dissatisfied.
Very or just dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as a congresswoman?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: improving K through 12 education, fighting inflation and lowering cost, border security, combating threats to combating threats to our democracy, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change, and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or just border security?
Roads and bridges and infrastructure.
Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
0.
Bob Ferguson.
0.
Joe Kent.
100.
Dave Reichert.
50.
Joe Biden.
0.
Donald Trump.
100.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
100.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Even though you say you are, would you, you said Donald Trump, correct?
Yes.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Even though you are not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez, now what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp
No.
Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Next, I would like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 100. A small business owner.
75.
Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
100.
A working mom who understands the needs of our families.
75.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
100.
Someone who shares your values.
75.
A fighter for the middle class.
75.
Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is very convincing. It's a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support
zero.
Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. May I read you the statements, or you would like to leave them at 0?
At 0.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale of, from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statements gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt, and 0 means it does not give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from 0.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, put 0 on Joe Kent right now.
After hearing about more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Yes.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely to support Joe, you said yes, you support Joe Kent, correct?
Yep.
Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
I'm supporting him for Congress. If he's running, he's going to go. I voted for him last time. I'm going to vote for him again.
In the last few questions, are you are for statistical purposes only? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree,
postgraduate.
Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Do you have any children 18 years of A or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Probably very liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never. I'm wicked.
This concludes our survey. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. Have a wonderful night.